What is the deal? Welcome back, Coffee Blunts and Donuts. We are back. It's your girl, Natasha Tamara.
It's your boy, Gas Diggity.
Coming at you again with... Damn, I almost forgot. Rich, well-rounded discussions from a higher perspective.
You're definitely high right now because you're yelling.
That's what happens when you take a break. Jeesh. Season 2, episode 1. No, we back. Back in effect.
Took a sick break.
Took a little break. But
episode 31.
Oh my gosh. This is why I can't be on. What are you talking about?
It's episode 31, but it's season 2.
Why would it be episode 31, season 2? Why not episode 1 of season 2?
It's the first episode of season 2, but it's still episode 31.
No, that's not how it works. But whatever. It's either episode 1 or episode 31, however y'all want to see it. But put in the comments what makes more sense. Season 2, episode 1, I believe. Not episode 31. But anywho, what's the deal? How you been? What you been up to?
I've been good. Traveling, having fun.
Where'd you go? Let me know.
Me and my lady went to, what's that, south of France.
Oh, okay. Okay. How was that? Was it like all Instagram, high fashion, the place to be? Like, let me know.
My fault. Now, I've been a lot of places. So I'll say, south of France is dope. Fire. I'll tell anyone, go there. It's dope. Beautiful. Fire. Paris was kind of like London, New York.
Grungy. Boston. Like.
Paris was just whatever. But
you went to the Eiffel Tower?
Nah. I ended up going like a block away.
But you saw it?
Yeah, you see it. See, I mean, it's Eiffel Tower. It's lit up. It's nighttime. But why and it goes mad funny though, because like again, like I'm with my lady, so it's like we're going up the street and I'm looking and I'm like, yo, this is the projects on both sides with 1,000 apartments.
Paris is the projects, is that what you're saying?
No, like to get to it.
Yes, at? Paris the city is the projects. Nah, it's the hood.
There's projects everywhere. There's nothing wrong with that. Shit, I grew up in the project. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm looking and I'm just like, yo, I'm starting to look and I'm starting to do the math to everything I'm starting to see over there. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not walking up there with her. But guys, yeah, with her, no way.
I mean, people go over there all the time to propose, take pictures with the friends.
In the daytime, this is also.
At nighttime, they go. I see the sparkling lights right in front of the tower.
This is, 2 a.m. on the burner, like, yeah, me like, one, oh, let me cut over here real quick.
How was that? Were you just freely walking around smoking?
No. Wouldn't know. But it's funny because everyone hears all the police cars. But no, enough about that. South of France is dope. Paris, I mean, I don't gotta go to Paris ever again.
Interesting. I went to.
I think it's different for everybody, though.
I heard a lot of people say Paris.
Go check it out. Like, it's different for everybody.
No, I heard a lot of people say that Paris is like the ghetto.
For the place, I wasn't saying that. See, God damn.
It's grungy. I'm not saying it's the ghetto. Like you said it was like, what did you say? New York, Philly, London.
First of all, London. I did not say Philly.
Oh, sorry, Philly.
I did not say Philly. But I understand. I'm not calling New York. You just called it.
You said you were scared to walk around at night.
I'm scared to fucking walk around at night.
You said that. Roll crazy. The tape back, okay? I'm just saying. You're saying you're never going back again. Sounds like it wasn't too impressive. So that's all I'm saying. But I'm sure the Eiffel Tower was nice.
Definitely.
I went to Turks and Caicos. That was interesting. I wouldn't recommend for a turnip vacation. It's definitely family oriented. Bring your kids, like that. But it was a good time, you know, tropical vacation. The waters were beautiful, and it's just expensive because, you know, US dollars and everything was imported. So I would suggest you bring some food and alcohol in your luggage.
What?
There you go. That's the way to do it. That is the hack, said, people.
Bring some food in bring your luggage.
Non-perishables.
You
can't bring fruit or anything, but bring non-perishables. Or bringing, I brought a bottle of alcohol here. I packed it in my bag. Saved a lot of money when I got over there.
Listen, you can't. Or there's no duty free.
No, I didn't see a duty free. So just, you know, a little hack, but it was cool. Other than that, you know, I've just been chilling. Summertime in Boston. Lots of things going on. Finally nice out, but that's it. That's all we've been doing over here, coffee, blunts, and donuts.
Nah, but hold up. What's going on in the world? So, one, your boy Diddy's free. Well, technically, I mean, beat the major parts of his case, right?
Yeah, waste of taxpayer money, the whole trial.
Nah, they just try to embarrass him.
Exactly, it's a waste of freaking time. Like,
but then, there's some more shit.
What else was it? I don't say
all
it.
Your boys, all your boys.
I don't say
it. Ain't no pop culture.
Pop culture. It is. It's just.
Nah, Jim Jones said he's better than Nas. You listen to Jim Jones and Nas?
I mean, they're both old men.
What's the female
men.
Take on that? What
they're
the
both
fuck?
Old men. They need to have a it? Seat. They're both going at each other. Who's better? Who's Nas better? Who has the most impact? Like. Y'all both need to have a seat. You're both legends in the rap game. Like, big up yourselves. I don't understand what the issue is. Why y'all going back and forth to cause some old school rap beef? Go ahead with it. But I mean, I like them both. I think they're both very talented rappers. I probably listen to, honestly, Jim Jones more than I listen to Nas.
Oh man,
I did probably. I could say that. I like. I'm a big Dipset. Dipset chick. Okay, so but yeah. You know, I like them both, so I just don't think they need to be having this debate. All the young kids are like, who are even,
well,
either
kids,
one of them,
they know who Jim Jones is. That's how the whole thing started.
Yeah, Jim Jones' son didn't know who Nas was or something like that.
Nah, it wasn't his son or some random kid
either. Or yeah. You know.
But I mean, the younger kids would know Jim Jones more.
Yeah, because he's out there more. He's on reality TV. He's on social media more. Like, yeah, he's staying relevant. Nas don't got time for that. So, you know.
So, whose side you on? Not
whose
side you're on, but like,
I mean, I think right now Jim Jones is more relevant and known than Nas, but Nas is more legendary, I feel, in the hip hop game for, you know, as a what he did for hip hop. What do you think?
I think that also everybody's getting not guilty. Karen Reed's free.
Oh my gosh. How are you not even going to answer? That was your answer to the question. You agreed with me?
Nah. I think that. See, I was more of a Jay-Z fan, right? So it's
you can't
biased.
Bring them. You Yo, can't. It was not
so,
about Jay-Z.
No,
it's
I know.
About
I
Jim
know,
Jones.
But you
have to
listen where my
answer
is going to come from. I was more of a Jay-Z fan. I wasn't really a big listen to Nas fan.
Me
like Nas
too. I love
songs.
Jay-Z all above all
I like
of
Nas
them.
Good songs, but I wasn't really one of the guys that was out there listening to all Nas albums and shit like that, right? So I would have to say Jim Jones.
Same. You know, exactly. Ditto.
Definitely listen to way more Jim
yeah,
than Nas.
Yeah, me too. Me
but,
too.
But
yes, if you want to flip the script, I hear your girl Karen Reed is found not yeah, guilty. Okay. You know? I mean, I didn't follow it like that. You were on it. Yeah. After you talked about yeah, it, I heard about it and stuff. But the police definitely set her up. Oof. You know,
wild.
They tried to blame the murder on her. So, but luckily, justice prevailed, and she was able to defend herself. You know? Another big case I mean,
big case.
Yeah, it was nationalized. It was publicized. People.
Wait till the movie comes
popular. Exactly. There's gonna be a Lifetime movie on it.
Lifetime.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be more than that because it was still kind of like small. It wasn't like. I don't know.
It's Netflix.
Maybe a documentary.
Amazon.
Exactly. Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime.
Yeah, rock with it.
Yeah,
but. Hey, what's going on? It's summertime. It's popping outside. Everything's going great. Mad good music in Boston. Good events.
There are some good events.
Yeah, there's so many events now. All of a sudden. Yeah, because they said the nightlife czar they got.
Who?
That girl that she's supposed to be like the president of the nightlife.
No, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that. But yeah. I don't know.
Food festivals, music festivals. It's crazy. World Cup next year.
Yeah, it's going to be in Boston. We are hosting the World Cup next year. That's going to be crazy. I don't even know how all those people are going to be out here. It's going to be even more.
Look at the traffic now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We have the worst. Boston has the worst traffic, so I can only imagine. But, you know, I'm not really a soccer fan like that, so it's not my thing. I never enjoyed playing it in gym class.
You don't play soccer?
Yeah, you know, you have to play every type of sport in gym class to see what you liked and stuff. But soccer, whenever we played soccer, I never liked it. So, but it's the most popular sport in the world. So football, you know,
that's is it?
I believe so. Football. We'll see. I would like to go to a game.
A World Cup game?
Yeah, why not?
You gotta get your ticket now.
Yeah, I guess so.
You gotta get your ticket now. What else? What else is it? There's so much things going on in the world right now. Season 2 Coffee Blunts and Donuts. Got another 30 clip coming.
We gotta get some new guests. We gotta get a new whole new roster, whole new lineup.
Oh my god.
We gotta ask ChatGPT who's hot out here.
Don't do that because right?
Yo.
Then they gotta So you know what's funny? When you say that, right? There's a lot of hot people out here. On the low, there's a lot of hot people out here. You can name so many. Some people were like, nah, they're not hot, but they're actually bubbling. They're pretty good, right? Some of them, if you name, you instantly become a dick eater.
Why? Because you're a fan? Because you enjoy them? You don't even want to
be
a fan.
You can just be telling the truth like, yo, this guy got good music. Okay, or this guy's actually the one that's controlling the motion right now.
Can you give me an example of somebody? Or
the biggest
like,
example would be Millie's.
Oh.
If you say you're a Millie's fan, you become, yeah, groupie, yeah, this, yeah, that.
Oh my gosh. People are such haters. No. Just because, and it'd be the people that, it'd be the people that he's from, where he's from, too, be the biggest haters. Like, why is he like,
so listen, I'm not going to say.
You can't be a fan of him. He's doing his thing. Like,
I'm not going to say that, right? But there's like, I'm not going to call them all haters. Some just to say truthfully they're antagonists, and that's like the couch walking comes crazy, right? Fast scoop comes crazy, right?
I don't know.
But when you see certain other like the New York bloggers jumping into it and saying weird shit, you kind of be like, yo, it's actually just.
I mean, he's getting the attention. He's getting the exposure. Hate is still crazy. Attention. I be seeing him on my social media now and stuff. I'm like, okay. Shout out, Millie's.
I like a lot of other people's podcasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without saying their name. And they'll big them up. And next thing you know, everyone's calling them. And you're like, what? Just for liking someone's shit?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
This whole social media days, like.
I'd be laughing. I'd be like.
You didn't like my picture. Yeah. I seen you see it, but you didn't like it. You will have, like.
Nah, that's different.
Some people go to, and a lot of people go down and be like, I seen you didn't like my picture. Like, I posted this picture. Why didn't you like it? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. No, that is not. Guys say it too. Trust and believe they do.
That's, he's flirting.
No, no. They say it to other guys. Like, I've heard. What the fuck you mean they say it to other guys? He's gay. No, I'm telling you, there are people who get real sensitive about their shit, and there's a whole rules and stuff to it.
So. Maybe you know what?
Like it, or you leave a comment. Like, I gotta leave a comment for me. You leave a comment on yours. Leave a comment on mine. Blah blah blah. Yeah, exactly.
What would you call that? That gotta be called something. There gotta be a category for that.
Being freaking petty. Like, I'm not gonna like your shit because you didn't like my shit. I'm just gonna go against you because you're making it. You're on everybody else's mouth right now, so I gotta find a reason to hate on you. You know,
you're on
people just
mouth?
Like to be miserable.
What does that even mean? On everybody's mouth.
People are talking about you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know?
That's crazy.
You're the topic of discussion.
No,
people don't like that.
It's not. It's tough to be. It's tough to, like, just have your own opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, even right here, we're allowed to, like, have our own opinion.
Yeah, we are. And we should be able to say whatever we want to say and be okay and not have to apologize the next day. Like, because somebody takes a...
You be apologized?
I don't feel like I would, but obviously people out here with the whole cancel culture. What are you talking about? Just when people say something and other people take offense to what they say, and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I should have said it a different way. I really meant to say, like, no, I said what I said. Like, it's my opinion. If you don't agree, that's okay. If you feel like I said something wrong, that's okay. But damn, why do I have to come back and say, I'm sorry for what I said? No, I know what I said. I said why I said it. Happens. You know? So it's hard to have your own opinion nowadays and stand on it.
Especially when it comes to, like, hometown music. Like, there's a lot of artists that are just like, yeah, hilarious. But yo, other funny shit. Yo, I heard it. Oh my god. The fucking funniest shit ever. Like, yo, whenever you start off to talk shit about somebody and you start off by their height and then end with little bitch, it's wild.
What? Are you talking about?
Yo, nah, I just came out of my mind, nigga. I'm just having fun right now. I'm bored.
What are you saying? My gosh.
Yeah. Oh, right. There's no volume right there.
Do you know that girl, B. Simone, the podcast
girl? No.
You didn't see the clip of her going around about friendship, and her friend was saying she was a bad friend because she didn't help her when she was in her time of need. Like, when she
was... What's the point you have to help your friend in their time of
need? That was my question. So everybody was coming at her like, oh, she is such a bad friend, and I seen you helping other people, and you see me down and out, and you didn't come and help me, like... Do you feel like as you know, a
sometimes people
don't what really, I'm okay with helping my friends, but to a certain extent. So what is your max that maybe a friend can call, like, even when it comes to money, to ask that you would loan? If I came to you and said,
I'd only loan somebody something that I wouldn't miss, just in case.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's the saying, right? Don't loan out money that you don't expect to get back, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm on that too.
But I'd rather not.
I don't know. It's like...
But don't ask me.
$500. Like, somebody's asked me for like $500. And I mean, that might not be a lot for some people, but I'm like... tough. Like, $50 here, $100 there.
Like,
maybe.
That's crazy.
No. I don't know. I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. All I'm saying, she got a lot of backlash because people were saying she wasn't a good friend for supporting her friend in her time of need. Like, she moved back into her mom's house and stuff, and she was a single mom. Like, If you had a celebrity friend, would you expect them?
She was lucky enough to have a place to go, though. Huh? She was lucky enough to have a place to go.
Exactly.
A lot of people have celebrity friends that they can't, like, that person got to still save for their future, too.
Exactly. That's what people are saying.
How do you know what B. Simone really got? Like, mm-hmm. sometimes people don't realize, like, yeah, it looks like they're giving away all this money and doing all these things, right? Those be, like, write-offs and charities and donated money to them to do that. Like, right. for other businesses sometimes. I'm not saying it's not theirs all the time, mm-hmm. but no. it's like, they be like, they team up with people and they be like, oh, we're going to give you 30 grand to give away out to the, mm-hmm. and they go around to find 30 people to give $1,000. So it's like,
yeah. And she was saying how her finances are tough now. So she can't go balling out at Bloomingdale's. She has to go to H&M now. People were like, oh my God.
You That's what the girl said?
That's what B. Simone said. Yeah. That was another thing. Like, she's like, I wasn't saying I was broke. I just said I have to watch my funds now. And I mean,
nah, you don't gotta.
She's at H&M. Like, damn, no. H&M's a little expensive still.
There's a certain part. There's a certain. And that's part of that everyone can't go shit. That right there.
Everyone can't go with you to the top. You know what I'm saying?
I said that. I just said everyone can't go.
Where?
You might be able to go back down and get them, but at the same time, it's like, at certain points, why would she go public with that?
Well, that was on her podcast, so she was just talking about...
Oh, B. Simone was talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. She had content out of it.
I know it was good content and made her go viral and everything. I thought her friend
did it.
Her friend was on it with her, yeah.
Oh, and they talked about the issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Well. Then it came up with the subject, like, what would you do for your friend if you had the means or had a celebrity friend? Do you expect them to help you out? Yeah.
Shit.
I don't know. But.
Nah.
This is I'm trying to be that friend, but I'm not. Just giving out handouts. So that was a whole thing.
I think it also like because if you know, like, in all honesty, I think truthfully what it comes down to is you know the person. If you know who the person is, you may just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
But certain people you're gonna be like, no way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna see you in the club next week. That's crazy.
Right, and that's the thing. And then you give them money, and then they act like it's so hard for them to pay you back, and you see them out and about living life. That's the worst. That is, like, the ultimate disrespect right there, I feel like, when somebody gives you money, and then you just go out living your life without even thinking of paying them back, and then they have to chase you down. Don't make me ask you more than once, where's my money? Like, I'm sounding bad. You don't want to know, okay? You don't want to know. Yeah. But yeah, that's annoying. So that's why I tend not to loan out money like that. So
that's tough.
Mm-hmm. You know,
it's a tough one.
Yeah.
No, but it'd be nuts. Until you're trying to find that ashtray.
It's right here.
What else? Where else you been going? What's the shit called? No more.
What?
Jamaican beach parties?
No, it just passed this past weekend.
Yeah. Oh,
BRT. No, I didn't go. Nope. I'm chilling out.
That's nuts. I also did. I hate the Roots picnic, yo.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was sick. 2 days of dopeness, but there was like, mad confusion one day, like, took like damn near an hour to get in.
Why? Like, tickets just, or?
Nah, bullshit the gate? Line. Bullshit the line? The gate, yeah.
What was they saying? Like, they weren't letting people in or? So you were outside for 2 hours?
Nah, an hour.
Oh.
Other people were there for like 2 hours.
How were the performances?
Performances were dope. The food was bomb. Overpriced some of them, but Blonde.
Mm. I'm just picking it. This is in Philly, right? Mm. That's cool. It's a cool little summertime.
They had an HBCU boat party. Yo.
You went on it?
Yeah. I'm all about the HBCUs. You know what I mean? They tried to bring one to Boston. You seen that? Or a satellite one.
Satellite one. Oh my goodness.
That's a start.
I guess I'll take it.
That's is because it's a third candidate. Yeah, I think he might be running for mayor. Yeah.
You can talk about your crazy president.
My what? She's your president. You live in America?
Yeah.
She's president. Yo, y'all gotta realize that. Like, yeah, I'm not
a, I understand. It's my president as
I'm not,
well.
I'm not a Trump guy. What are you mad about?
Roll the tapes back.
What are you mad about? The big beautiful bill?
Right. Oh, he is. There's just no words for this guy.
Who, me?
The president, number 45. It's just
43 and 45.
Number 45. Yeah, 43 and 45.
That's wild. That's crazy, right?
So crazy. He just goes around, does what he wants, says what he wants, just talks vulgar. Like he said the
He said
the F bomb the other day.
When?
He was talking about another Israel or something.
Do we swear in America?
But the president does not. Is not supposed to. He's like, it's what they effing get or something. Or it's what, they don't make any effing sense.
I don't know if cursing is something to get mad at.
Presidents are supposed to be like very professional,
I mean, we know that's not what you got right now.
It's just a new day we're living in. It's just so crazy to me.
That's not what you got right now.
I know.
But you mad at the big beautiful bill?
I need to see. It's not going to affect us so much because we are in a very strong blue state. But it just sucks that we're going and we have like a Medicaid bill that's for like another 3-something years or something just off our state alone. But I won't get into all that. Anyways, it's going to affect a lot of people.
You should get into
With their insurance, the elderly, the kids, the schools, the pre-Ks. I don't understand why we're going. I feel like we're going backwards instead of forward. Tax cuts for the wealthy. I know you got to. I mean, they are regulating the SNAP and stuff, making you get a job. And I'm not opposed to that. I mean, if people can get up and get a job, I believe they should have to do that.
They snuck in so much bad shit. No. They put in a few things. They snuck in so much bad shit. But. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, so.
It's not, I'll tell you the truth, it's not good, but I don't think it's going to, like you said, it ain't going to affect as many people as they, if you don't work, it's going to affect you for real. Because this shit, they come for all that.
Yeah, we'll see. You just try to do all these things and pass all these laws so quick because he knows he doesn't have that much time, but he is something else.
Do you think him and Elon cheated?
Cheated what?
To win the election?
No. I think he won it fair and square. I think people voted for him and he won. I think
that. Why would Elon say the things he says though?
Because Elon, he flip-flops too on what he says a lot. So he has a friend one day and then their enemies the next. And then he's talking mad-ish about them. They both do the same thing. I don't know what to say about Elon Musk. I don't really know about. I like what he's doing, I guess. His inventions and stuff. But
you do?
Yeah, the Tesla's cool and stuff. The robots, Tesla. The space.
I don't know about the robots, but
it's happening.
Yeah,
it's
you gonna, don't want to see a bunch of robots happen. In the grocery store and shit.
I mean, you don't want to, but that's what's going to happen eventually. So,
it's
I
like
mean.
They're picking out the perfect head of lettuce. You're trying to get it.
You already have that little robot that goes around the supermarket. You don't see it?
That one. What was up with that?
I think that's for wet spots or something like that. On the floor, it's supposed to be monitored. That I think I don't think it actually has a camera on
Remember it. Remember they joke they said it was always following black people.
I don't know. I'll see crazy. It. But yeah, so you know this administration, it's
nuts when you look at like the appointments of certain wild. People's positions. You know what I'm saying? And then like the Epstein files now not existing. At least the list.
Oh, of course. Of course.
The assistant director of the FBI being pissed. It's crazy, you know, like.
Yeah. We're living in a corrupt world right now. It's too bad. But, you know, we got to stay on the.
So I want to call it corrupt now. Because, like, I mean. Yeah, I guess they're gaining financially.
The rich are getting richer.
Yeah, they're probably getting at a poor. High rate right now.
Yeah. They put mad tax cut into this big, beautiful bill. So.
Now, is it already in effect?
I think it goes January 1.
Oh. So it's not even worth doing overtime right now?
I have to double check. I mean, don't call Lonnie. There's a couple different dates that different things go into effect. So
that's crazy.
You know what you gonna do? What
you gonna do? Guess people gotta get out and vote next year in the next election.
We hope. We hope this is a lesson to be learned. But it all depends on who's the candidate. I mean, who's gonna be the one to step up and. Really get the vote of the people.
It's gonna be Hillary Clinton.
No. All these old senators, congress people, they all need to have a seat and just let a whole new batch of
people
come.
That's not gonna happen. But
I know.
It's unfortunate. It would have been nice if you put an age limit on that.
Yeah. These niggas is 82, 85 in there. Like, really?
Right.
You like, just know you're not like, old. Like,
someone's like, yeah, he's racist. Duh.
Exactly. Like, I can't. And they refuse to step down, too. But that's what.
Absent for like 88 votes.
Yeah. Yeah. Having strokes and stuff. Anyways.
Stop. That's not funny.
Stop. Stop it.
Yo, yeah. Have you seen? So, remember when you was away on vacation and I sat up here with Young Cartel?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yo, Young Cartel's now sober and to God.
Oh, that's great.
And like squashing majority of his issues with other rappers that are locally around, you know what I mean?
That is
it's a whole different guy, yo. It's crazy. So congratulations to him for that.
Congrats.
Getting clean and sober.
Jesus is the way to go. We all know that.
Yeah, man. Details are killing boys.
Oof.
It's sad too, at an alarming rate.
It's like it doesn't matter how many messages go out, it doesn't matter how many people you OD over it, doesn't matter. It's just
everyone thinks they got a clean pill.
Exactly. Everybody does. Oh my God, it just takes that one bad time. And that it sucks, but that's good.
Get I'm back tonight, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what else you got going on? What else we gonna do? New set about to be showing up.
I know. We're gonna get it together.
What?
We're gonna get it together. We're gonna have a whole new set. So we set it up like Love Island. Did you watch that?
No.
A guy from Everett won.
I thought that was just a meme. Yeah, for real?
Yeah, no.
What did he win?
I never watched it actually either, but maybe there was like a couple. They said it's the first Latino couple. I don't know. Maybe they stayed together the longest, or I don't know the show. But everybody's talking about it.
What's the prize?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the show, unfortunately. Uh-huh. I just hear Love Island, Love Island. Have you watched Love Island? Love Island, Love Island. I'm like,
well, I'm glad it's a guy from Everett. Fuck it.
Exactly. So shout out to the dude from Everett. Everett's a city of champions. Are the city of champions. Everett. It's funny. It's
crazy.
But yeah, no. I'm gonna do it over. We're gonna get some people in here and kick it off and have segments and structure and
I don't know what
all not that. Just be rambling right. To y'all. I know we say it every time, but we're gonna get it together.
I'll be rambling. I actually
keep you rambling.
Articulating this. I getting nah, but
you didn't even say your name today.
I did, Gas Diggity.
I don't remember hearing it. Let me know if you heard it. I heard it earlier.
Now I understand how it feels to have haters. Damn.
That's not what it means. At all.
Yeah. No, but what's the how's it go? No intro coming.
Are we gonna switch up the song? We
should. Same song though.
No? We should switch up the song. Ooh. Yeah. If you got any song suggestions or you want to send in the song to be our next
theme song. Original song.
Yes. Original song. Let us know. Hit us up. You know? Coffee, blunts, and donuts @gmail.com.
All right. Season 2 coming soon.